Heavenly Father, we just thank you and we praise you. We thank you that I'm always on your mind. We're always on your mind. And no matter what has happened in our past or what may happen in the future, you are always with us. And Lord, we're just grateful. We can trust you. We can rely on you. We can know that there's nothing that we could ever face, nothing that we could ever go through, nothing that we could ever experience that you won't see us through. And we just thank you. Heavenly Father, we especially give you thanks this week as we join with family and loved ones and friends for Thanksgiving. But Heavenly Father, if it wasn't for you, you started everything. You're the one who got the blessing rolling so that there could be good in our lives. And we just thank you. We praise you. And above all other things, God, we're just grateful for you. We bless you. We thank you. We thank you that you're here in our midst. We thank you that you walk in us and walk with us. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we are never alone. We never have to go through this life by ourselves. But the Holy Spirit lives on the inside of us, who guarantees our success. And we just bless you. We praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, Lord, I'm grateful for you. Amen. Praise the Lord. You can bring my things. Hallelujah. Good job, praise and worship. Amen. Glory to God. You know, we need to be grateful and stay grateful. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's see. All right, let's get into the Word, okay? Amen. Pick a Bible, any Bible. Praise the Lord. Y'all okay this morning? Glory to God. Glory to God. I might take a couple testimonies this morning. Is the family here where they wrote on the pastor appreciation envelope that you heard my testimony about having children and then you and your husband decided to believe God for children? Are you here? Is that family here? Is that family here? Where? Over there? So after we open up, I want y'all to come share that, okay? One of you. As long as it's not the baby. Amen. All right, why don't you lift your Bibles? Say, this is my Bible. It is the Word of God. I can do what it says I can do. I am what it says I am. I can have what the Word of God says I can have. It will lift me up out of darkness into the light, out of poverty into wealth, out of sickness into health. Somebody say, this day, after hearing and receiving the ever-living, the everlasting Word of God, I will never be the same again. Never, 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 never. Never, ever, ever, ever will I be the same again. In Jesus' name, amen. Say this, say just one word from God will change my life. Amen. So with that being said, I'd like the young lady to come up. You know, we don't usually have testimony services because I find that people don't know how to give testimonies. We all woke up in our right mind, praise the Lord. So that's like a given. We're here. Amen. So can you either the mom or dad come up and share your testimony? Don't be shy. Praise the Lord. Oh, thanks, Chris. If anybody else thinks they have a really good testimony, then I want you to share as well. So tell us your name.
My name is Janelle Edwards.
And Roel.
What's your first name?
Roel.
Roel?
Yes.
Roel, okay.
Yeah, so I think it was 2024. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we fasted January. We always do the fasting.
Uh-huh.
And we were just trusting God prior for, you know, to extend our family, but we had some difficulties. Paid the doctors a lot of money.
Yeah.
And then we heard Pastor's testimony when she said the doctors were able to figure out what was wrong with her, but she was like, I'm not paying a cent because God had promised me that.
Yes.
So we stood in that word. We went home. We went to Target. We bought some baby stuff.
Yeah.
Got the nursery ready, and we start speaking. So, yeah. So we fasted. And the end of that fast, we were pregnant that month.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So, and now we have baby number two in the way.
So. That is, isn't that wonderful? Glory to God. Thank you so much. Let me give y'all a hug.
Thank you, Pastor, for the word.
Thanks for writing it on the envelope because I had no idea.
Thank you.
Oh.
Hi.
We're so glad you're here. That is such a great testimony. Yay. And by the end of the fast, they were pregnant. That's God. Amen. Anybody else? You got an awesome testimony, something you think we need to hear? Praise the Lord, something that we can be thankful to God for. There'll be two of them or a pair. Keisha, what do you have? No? No? You changed your mind. What happened to went from good to bad? She's, what? Come on, come on. Come on, somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Hi, everyone. So my mom, well, she has a home in Jamaica, but she's always praying for a home here, and it's been a struggle in where she was living at.
Oh, she lives in Jamaica?
No, she lives here.
Oh.
But she has a home in Jamaica, but she has always wanted a home here.
Okay.
And so she's been living in a rental property, and it's been really bad, I would say. But she kept praying and praying. And early this year, I wasn't fasting. I started fasting specifically for my family, my mom, kids, my brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I would start praying for my mom, I would start crying. And I mm-hmm. couldn't understand, like, every time I would pray. And I called her and I said, I'm going in prior for you for 3 days. Just keep that in mind. I know you're working and you might not be able to join me, but just keep in mind that I'm praying for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I expressed to her that how every time I start praying, I just kept crying and crying and I couldn't stop crying. And I finally had a breakthrough. I started praying. I said, I call for your house. You're going to get it this year. And a lot of things. And just short story, she just closed on it.
Okay.
I when I was praying, I just heard the Holy Spirit said, this year. And I just went with it, and I started praying, and I told her, and she agreed with me, and she got a realtor that's a believer as well.
Nice.
She ended up paying less than what she expected, and everything is brand new.
Wow. Praise God. All right, one more. Anybody have something really good? Okay, it's really good, right? I'm just trying to get us in the grateful, thankful
mood. Yes, good morning. I'm thankful for God for...
I don't think I turned it off. Let me see. Nope, it's still on.
Okay, I want to thank God for just giving me the opportunity to have my two children. My youngest one is in the back. He just turned 25 in October. My oldest son is going to be 29 next Monday, and I have a granddaughter. It's going to be 2 years old tomorrow, and no matter, do God give me a stable and sound mind and overlooking all the negative things that were thrown at me, I thank God that he gave me my life and gave my family life to me, and I had, then I get able to give my children life.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's all thank God for our families. Amen. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We praise you for our offspring. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Turn to somebody and say, Lord, I'm grateful for you. Amen. All right, I'm going to, again, I just want us to get into the mode of being thankful. Amen. And so I'll just start off and take us through some scriptures. So I'm going to read my notes. So in a world where we are constantly exposed to everyone's troubles, shortages, sicknesses, deaths, problems, inequalities, injustices, improprieties, imprisonments. We're exposed to people's insecurities. There are insurrections. We're exposed to tragedies, enslavements, slanders, accusations, afflictions, wars, and riots. And that's just to name a few. And so as we have to observe all these things, it can really affect how we think and how we trust God and how we look at God. And we can look at these things and it can cause us to lose hope. But you and I, as believers, we cannot lose hope. Somebody say, Lord, I'm grateful for you. God, I'm just grateful. And so, you know, during the holidays, most of us are happy about it, but the holidays, even Thanksgiving, sometimes people are depressed, and it causes them, Thanksgiving or Christmas causes people to feel even more distant from God than rather than close to God. But you and I, as believers, we have to make sure we always stay in a state of gratefulness. Can you say a state of gratefulness? Amen. Because it benefits us. And that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to always be grateful. We all know that no matter what bad happens anywhere, the only stabilizer and the only thing that's permanent and reliable is God is a good God. And God is a merciful God, isn't he? And so no matter what's going on, we can always turn to God. We can always trust in God. We can always rely on God because he is good. Can somebody say, God is good? Amen. Let's read some scriptures. Let's look at Psalm 100. Psalm 100. And this is in the New King James Version. Hallelujah. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endures to all generations. And so this psalm is telling us to always praise God because of his goodness, because of his mercy. It says that we are his people and the sheep of his pasture, so we can rest in the fact that God takes care of us. How many of you know that a sheep is totally reliant on the shepherd? Sheep can't fight back. Sheep can't stand against an enemy, a lion, a bear, a wolf. What else comes after a sheep? I think wolf is the main thing. And so we have to understand that we are under God's care. We are under God's care. So, but let's look back at, if you can bring up verse 4 in particular. Verse 4. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. Now, we have to understand that in these Bible days, there was a tabernacle. It was the place where the people of God could meet God, to be in the presence of God. But there was a process. Somebody said there was a process. There was a pattern of how you meet God and how you came into the presence of God. Now, right now, we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. So if anything, it should be easier for us to be in the presence of God, right? Because we don't have to walk, we don't have to go to a tabernacle. We can just praise the Lord right where we are. And so it shows us that there's a process to entering the presence of God. We need the presence of God. Now, how many of you, now don't raise your hand, how many of you have prayers that haven't been answered? You have needs that haven't been met yet, right? You have dreams that looks like they'll never come to pass. Well, could it just be that we're missing a very crucial ingredient, and that ingredient is thanksgiving? That missing ingredient, that missing step is gratefulness. We can be, come on, y'all, if I were to tell you, I would be embarrassed if I were to tell you all the times that I was not grateful. I was too busy being concerned. I was too busy being anxious. I was too busy being doubtful, right? And when we're in those, when we're feeling those type of emotions, it keeps us from being thankful and for being grateful, right? But we have to understand what I want us to see today is that being grateful is the missing link to getting all the way in. And we have to make sure all our circumstances, all our tests, all our trials doesn't have anything to do with us being grateful to God. Because God is our answer. God is our provision. God is our hope. If we don't make it to him, if we allow everything that happens, that comes in front of us, if we allow all of that to prevent us from meeting the presence of God. How many of you know that in the presence of God, there's fullness of joy? How many of you know that in the presence of God, there's peace? How many of you know that in the presence of God, there's provision? And so the enemy, he doesn't want us, and it really doesn't have to do anything with him right now, it has to do with us. So we have to make sure, we got to push. If we have to push and fast and sweat to be grateful, to have an attitude of gratitude, then that's what we got to do. Because we don't want being ungrateful to keep us out of the provisions of God. He's the only one that can meet these things, right? He's everything. And so there was a process. And so it was to enter his gates with what? Thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Now it was understood that when they went into the gate of the tabernacle, and then they stepped into the outer court, and then there was the holy place, and then there was the Holy of Holies, where the presence of God was. But you couldn't come in if you didn't do the first step. So we need to make sure we always keep that first step, which is to be thankful and to praise him. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Come on, I want y'all to thank God for a minute. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. You are my everything. You are my provision. Thank you, Lord, that you lift us out of darkness and into the light. Amen? So maybe that's why we aren't seeing our prayers answered. Maybe that's why we're not experiencing the good things that we want to experience. Amen? Because the missing ingredient is gratefulness. Now, the word gratitude, it means the quality or feeling of being grateful or thankful. It means the giving of thanks. Look, I know y'all looking at me all precious. But if you're anything like me, I know you're not grateful all the time. Right? Sometimes we experience something good, and then we go right back to focusing on getting the next thing, but we leave out gratefulness. But we don't get to the presence without doing the grateful. We don't get the breakthrough without having the gratitude. Amen? How many of you know God is worthy to be thanked? He's worthy to be praised, right? And so we need to get grateful. Tell somebody, get grateful. Now, we have to make sure that we always maintain a state of gratefulness no matter what is happening. How many of you know the story? It's in John chapter 6. It's in other gospels. But in John chapter 6, where Jesus fed this crowd with 5 loaves and 2 fish, right? And what did he do? Does anybody remember what he did? He gave thanks. Now, everybody knew, like, ain't no way we can feed all these thousands of people with 5 loaves and 2 fish. Yet, and still, Jesus, what did he do? He gave thanks for what he had. So that's what we have to do. That's where we miss it. We don't get give thanks for what we have so that we can put it into God's hands by being thankful, and then our thankfulness and our gratitude causes God to multiply what we have. So what did Jesus do? He didn't focus on what was missing. How often do we focus on what is missing? He didn't focus on what was missing. He focused on the who that he was in relationship with. He didn't focus on not having enough. He focused on the one that he was dealing with. And that's what we have to do in every situation, because situations will come up, right, where we're tempted to have no hope, where we're tempted that I'm never going to have enough. This is never going to work. I'm never going to see this come to pass, right? But we have to know that having an attitude of gratitude, or being grateful, being thankful to God for what we already have, and not be focusing on what's missing. Look, I'm counting on y'all getting this so that you can have a breakthrough. So you can get the things that you're believing God for by going back to the first step, which is gratitude, which is being grateful. Which the scripture says that in the last days, people will be unholy, unthankful. God forbid it should be us, the church, right? Us of all people, we of all people, whichever one's right English, we should be the ones who know better, who should be thankful, who should be grateful, because of the who, which is God, that we know. Amen? And so Jesus didn't focus on what was missing or what was lacking. He focused on the who was present with him. Amen? Somebody say that was God. So that's what we need to do. When we're grateful, you're not focused on what's missing. When you're grateful, you're focused on the who, which is God, who is always present. Amen? Tell somebody, get grateful, get positioned, and get breakthrough. Amen? And what's that, our first position? Is gratefulness and being thankful to God. Again, go through the gates, then the courts, and then the presence of God is what we're looking for, where all the provision is. Amen? Everything is in him. Amen? So Psalm 69:30, it says, I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. That word magnify means to make large. So when we're dealing with a little, then it's up to us to not focus on the little or the need, but to focus and to magnify and make God larger. You know, the scripture says that we should give glory to his name. Man, if we could just get to the point where we brag about God. You know, the scripture tells us that we're saved by grace, not of man's works, lest any man should boast. Another translation of that is so that no man can magnify himself, that no man can be glorified, right? But so you and I, we have to get used to magnifying God and making him bigger. I think I shared with y'all a couple weeks ago that I heard somebody say, stop telling God about your problem and tell your problem about God. That's good. See, we're doing things the wrong way. We're telling God, again, coming from a higher place, seated with Christ, that's where we're supposed to be coming from. We come from the low place. And so when you're coming from, when you don't know who you are in Christ, then we're coming, we're like beggars, right? We're trying to convince God to give us something. But the thing is, he's already given us everything. But it requires our faith, right? He's already provided everything, but we use our faith to get it. I also just heard recently somebody said faith is not work. Faith is trust, which is a good way of looking at faith. Sometimes it's hard to describe to people what faith means, but faith really is just trust. You trust in what he's already stated, right? So it's not about how hard we work or your faith is better than mine, your faith is stronger than mine. No, the person who's operating in faith, they just trust God more, right? So we need to trust God more, even in lack. The word grateful means warmly or deeply appreciative of kindness or benefits received. Let me read that again. Grateful, it means warmly or deeply appreciative of kindness or benefits received. And it means to be thankful. How many of you are convinced that God has been kind to you and has given you benefits? What does Psalm 103 say? It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not what? All of his benefits, right? And two of those is he's forgiven us of all our iniquities. Look, that alone, you know, I wrote down some things that I'm thankful for. I got a whole list, and which is, it's a short list compared to what we really have, right? I wrote down, I'm thankful that my sins are forgiven. I'm thankful that if I do sin in the future, that they'll be forgiven when I repent. In other words, we should be thankful God has been kind to us, shown kindness to us, so that we can have contentment for the rest of our lives here on this earth, knowing that nothing can separate us from the love of God. Amen? I'm thankful that God had a plan and purpose for me. I'm thankful that my daughters, especially after Dr. Lamont went to heaven, right? You know that. I'm thankful that everyone that I love who has passed on is in heaven. That's a big deal. That's something to be thankful about, right? I'm thankful that God is so merciful and gracious to me. That means when God is merciful to us, he doesn't give us what we deserve when we do wrong, right? There's a psalm that says he doesn't reward us for the level of our iniquities. I'm thankful for that. Amen? Praise God. I'm thankful that God uses me for his glory, right? So that way, I don't need my own. If I'm making sure God's using me for his glory, then I don't have to be stressed out about getting my own glory. How many of you know that? That's contentment. That makes you rest. I don't have nothing to prove except to obey God, right? And know that he has a purpose for me. So I'm thankful for you, my church family. And I'm thankful and grateful for what he's doing in your life. And that you're changing. And that you're receiving the promises of God as you operate in faith. Amen? I'm very thankful and grateful for that. And so we see. So what's the process to get your needs met? You gotta enter his gates with thanksgiving. Enter into his courts with praise. Right? That's the process. We have to be grateful. Psalm 8:4. I'm not sure if I gave y'all that. Psalm 8:4. Let's look at that. Just want to point out some things. Hallelujah. What is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? Now, I wrote down the definitions for mindful. That word mindful, it means he remembers us. Where we just sang in the song, we're on his mind. Anybody thankful, grateful for that? Thank Minister Kim. She just preached from Psalm 139. That God's thoughts on us are too many to count. Why are we so stressed out? Why can't we be grateful when God's thinking about us right now? That he's got many thoughts about us. That's a privilege. Amen? And that's a blessing. And so what is man that you are mindful of him, that you remember him, that you recall him? God remembers us. He recalls us. And the son of man that he visits him. That word visits, it doesn't just mean he comes over for lunch or stays a couple days. It means the word visit, it means he attends to us. It means to look after. What is the son of man that God should look after us? Man, that's beautiful. Somebody say, God looks after me. Whether I feel like it or whether I believe it or not. Amen? It pays for us to believe it. It means to care for. It means to pay attention to. Anybody grateful that God pays attention to you? Amen? Hallelujah. So we can see that with thanksgiving, we enter into his presence. That's where you're headed with thanksgiving and praise. You're headed towards God's presence where everything is. Amen? Do you understand that? So it says In Psalm 100, verse 4, it says that we enter into his gates with thanksgiving. That means not with grumbling, which, by the way, just makes us miserable. We don't enter to his gates with complaining. Come on, y'all. When you complain, you remain. When you complain, you remain. Remember that. You need to memorize that. Say, when I complain, then I remain in my situation. So, we enter his gates with thanksgiving and praise and gratitude. We don't enter his gates with grumbling or complaining. We don't even enter his gates with crying unless we're grateful and we're crying. We don't enter his gates with despair. And we don't enter his gates by magnifying our problem. We magnify the Lord. So grumbling and complaining only makes you miserable. It only makes you depressed. Complaining only makes you more hopeless, right? Complaining blocks your spirituality. It blocks you spiritually, excuse me. So grumbling and complaining keep you, if thanksgiving and gratitude get you into the gate, then complaining and being ungrateful keeps you outside of the gate. A lot of us might be outside of the gate right now because we haven't been grateful. Am I talking to anybody? I know I'm talking to somebody. So if we want to enter in, if we want to see our needs met, if we want to see a miracle, if we want to see things happening, we're going to have to enter in with gratitude. Amen? So if praise and thanksgiving gets you into God's presence, then grumbling and complaining keeps you outside of his presence. Amen? I'm telling y'all what's wrong with some situations. It's like, why isn't anything happening? Why aren't I seeing my needs met? Right? Why aren't good things happening to me? It's because, could this be the problem? So we have to realize that thanksgiving is a spiritual weapon. Thanksgiving, say that. Thanksgiving is a spiritual weapon. Why? Because we're in a warfare. We're being prevented from getting our needs met and seeing God move in our lives because we're not being grateful. So we're in a war where the devil's trying to keep us from getting what we're supposed to get, from seeing the promises of God. How many of you believe that? We have an enemy. When you have an enemy, you're in a warfare. Now, we're supposed to fight the good fight of faith, but I'm telling you that gratitude, having an attitude of gratitude, is fighting back and fighting through the enemy trying to prevent you from getting what you're believing God for. Amen? So thanksgiving positions you to enter into God's courts and then into his presence. Amen? Thanksgiving, you know, I was watching this guy who he teaches about, I don't know, the sympathetic system, the central nervous system or whatever. And he said something, this might sound silly, but he is saying that our mouth is an anxiety override. Our mouth is an anxiety override. They did a study that if you yawned, if you were going through a panic attack, if you yawn, it's going to take that panic attack urges away. Now, of course, when we praise God, things happen. When we speak well of the Lord, good things happen. When we praise the Lord, good things can happen to us. When we're grateful, good things happen to us. God, we have to understand, I'm starting to understand more about how God created us. And that's why our words are so important. When God tells us to praise him and to be grateful, he's not ego tripping. He knows how we're wired and how things work. And we get tricked and fooled because we think God is just spiritual. He's not scientific. But scientific only proves what God already created. And so if he tells us to praise him, again, it's not because he's an ego tripper. He's the creator. He knows that his creation, when his creation praises him, when his creation is grateful and shows gratitude towards the creator, then the creator is allowed to put good things in our lives. Right? I mean, something as simple as a yawn. They said you can make yourself yawn. If you're getting ready to panic, make yourself yawn 3 times. Now, this may sound silly, but I'm interested in stuff like this because I'm a human. Amen? And so I need to know why I need to use my mouth and what I need to use it for. So I guess a yawn is a calming down feature, right? It's usually when we're sleepy, right? We yawn. And we usually start checking out. You know, you're talking to somebody, they start yawning and say, girl, just go ahead and go to bed. You're not listening to me. And so, but God created us so that what we say and what we do positively or negatively affects us. Y'all hear what I'm saying? So let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 28. And I just want to share a couple more things. But before that, I'm going to read Psalm 43:5. Did I give y'all that? Psalm 43:5. I'll just read it. They can still put it up there. Psalm 43:5, it says, why, David said, why am I discouraged? This is the New Living Translation. Why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? Listen, that sound like any of y'all today? And then he says, I'm adding this. I know what I'll do. I'm just adding that part. I will put my hope in God. I will praise him again. See, what happens when we don't praise God, it pulls us down into a state of discouragement and a state of sadness. David said, I know where I messed up. I know exactly the remedy for my depression. I'm going to put my hope back in God, which is earnest expectation of good. I will put my hope in God. I will praise him again. Somebody say, I will praise the Lord again. Say, I'm going down a bad road, but I'm going to praise the Lord again. And if you're going down a good road already, say, I'm going to praise God some more. I'm going to be grateful and thankful for my little, for my incompleteness, and I'm going to praise God so that I can receive the fullness of God. See, we just got to understand the language and the dialogue and the instructions that are in the Word of God. God is not ego tripping. He's trying to help us. Amen? So when you get together this week and you have Thanksgiving, maybe you don't have enough, right? Maybe you're believing God for a job and for this and that. How about if you just be grateful? Be grateful that you had a job. Lord, I thank you for the job I had. Now I'm going to thank you for the job that I'm going to get. I'm focusing on the who and not the what's missing. Amen? Because what's missing should only be temporary. Say that with me. What's missing in my life should only be temporary. It should not be permanent. If you complain, you will remain. But if we praise God, if we're grateful, if we're thankful, even when something's missing, we can believe God for the fullness. From 5 loaves and 2 fishes to feeding 5,000 plus women and children. Amen? And where did that provision come from? It came from heaven. A truck didn't back up, beep, 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 into the field and with food for all those people. No, God, Jesus kept digging. He had his disciples. Every time they put their hand in that basket, more fish came out. More bread came out. They went over here. Sit down. We're going to feed you. And that's what Jesus said. It came from heaven. God's a miracle worker. But he loves us. Not but. He loves us. And so we can believe that he will provide for us. Amen? But it's going to happen through gratitude. He gave God thanks for the 5 loaves and 2 fish, even though at that point it was not enough. Amen? Praise the Lord. So what did Psalm 43:5 say? When I am discouraged, when my heart is sad, what do we do? I know we'll put our hope in God. We'll trust in God, right? I will praise him again. Can somebody say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, let's end with Psalm 100 in the Passion Translation. I don't know about you, but that's good stuff. He caught himself. You know, David wrote a lot of the Psalms. Amen? And he knew God. He trusted him and tested him through a lot of things. And he knew what he was talking about. Amen? He's a good example of a worshiper of God. Psalm 100, the whole psalm in the Passion Translation. All right, let's read together. Lift up a great shout of joy to the Lord. Go ahead and do it. Everyone, everywhere. As you serve him, be glad and worship him. Sing your way into his presence with joy. And realize what this really means. We have the privilege of worshiping the Lord our God, not somebody else's. He's the Lord our God, yours and mine. For he is our creator and we belong to him. God takes care of his own. We are the people of his pleasure. Wow, that's a different way of saying it. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. You can pass through his open gates with the the what? Oh, y'all understand that. I'm so tired of making up passwords, I can scream. What's the password into God's presence?
Praise.
Praise. What's the password into God's provision?
Praise.
What's the password into God's goodness?
Praise.
What's the password into God's prosperity?
Praise.
What's the password into God's healing?
Praise.
What's the password into your breakthrough?
Praise.
Praise is the password. Gratitude is the password. Gratitude is the attitude to get what God has for us. Amen?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to read Deuteronomy 28:47. Did we finish? No, we have one more verse. Come right in. Okay, you can pass through his open gates. Y'all need to write this down, okay? This is the Passion Translation. You can pass through his open gates with the password of praise. When we get through the gates and get through the courts, we're going to get to his presence where everything is. His presence is his fullness. When we get to his presence, that's where everything that he has is. The least we could do is praise him. It's cheap. It's free. It doesn't take anything except a heart and some lips. We all have, everybody's sitting up. Nobody's slumped over. And so everybody here has a heart and has lips. Amen? Then it says, come right to his presence with thanksgiving. Come bring your thank offering to him and affectionately bless his beautiful name. Verse 5, let's finish. For the Lord, what? Is always good. When something bad happens to us, that don't have no impact on God's goodness. You need to just be quiet. How many times do your brain want to blame God for something? We got to stop it. I just had that thought the other day. Well, God, couldn't you have stopped that? I said, girl, you better get yourself together. Right? Things happen, and we think, why didn't God stop that? I don't know, but I just know it's not his fault. Nothing bad is his fault, right? And we need to take responsibility for our mistakes. And we need to take responsibility for our bad words. We need to take responsibility for our bad attitude, right? And just get your praise back on, get the password, and go through the gates. And get to God's presence. For the Lord is always good and ready to receive you. He's so loving that it will amaze you. So kind that it will astound you. And he is famous for his faithfulness towards all. How many of y'all know God is famous for his goodness and his kindness? How many of you know God is faithful or has a reputation for keeping his promises? Everyone knows our God can be trusted except us. No, we know. Everyone knows our God can be trusted, for he keeps his promises to every generation. Thank God that he's going to keep his promises to my children and to my children's children, and to your children, and your children's children, and to your family, because he's a promise keeper. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody praise the Lord. Oh, wait, one more. Please, one more. Deuteronomy 28:47. I'm gonna just seal it up, I promise, with this. Deuteronomy 28:47. It says, this is, how many of you know Deuteronomy verses 1 through 14 are the blessing. All the good stuff that God promised his people if we would obey him and keep his commandments, keep his word, right? He still expects us to do that, even though we're not living in Deuteronomy or those Bible days. It says, because, he says in chapter Deuteronomy 28, after he listed the blessings, he listed the cursings. He listed some other things. And then in verse 47, he said, because you did not serve the Lord your God with joy and gladness of heart for the abundance of everything. See, we got to get this. We've been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Where did Jesus get the rest of the fish and the bread? He got her from heavenly places. Right? So when he says, for the abundance of everything, everything is within our faith reach. Every blessing, every promise. We just got to be a believer. Right? But he said, if you don't serve the Lord your God, okay? I'm just talking to sad sacks. There's nobody here. People who serve God with sadness, who serve God with doubt, who serve God with fear, this doesn't apply to you. Or it should, but it's not because you're having the negative stuff. But he says, because you did not serve the Lord with joy and gladness of heart. Please let me just read Deuteronomy. I was going to Psalms. Deuteronomy 28 and 47 in the Amplified. Because you did not serve the Lord your God with joyfulness of mind and heart in gratitude for the abundance of all with which he has blessed you with. We do not currently see all, we don't see all that he has blessed us with, but we can be sure and know that he has already given us the abundance of all things. But it takes us trusting in him that he has given us the abundance of all things. He's given us faith to access the abundance of all things. And he's saying, you knew that, and you didn't serve me with joy and gladness. Because I told you what the blessing contained. I told you you were going to be blessed in the field, blessed in the city, blessed going out, blessed coming in. You're going to be the head and not the tail, the lender and not the borrower, above only and not beneath. He said, I told you what the abundance was that I already pre-planned and prepared for you. And we should have that in our hearts. But because we don't hold that in our hearts, because we don't trust God, then we end up serving him without gladness of heart, without gratitude. Why would we have an attitude if we know we have the abundance? Even though we don't see it at the moment. I'm sorry, am I yelling? I'm getting excited a little bit. Praise the Lord. So, you and I need to serve the Lord from this day forward with joy and gladness of heart, knowing that the abundance of all things is in God and with God. And by faith, not by fear. So we shouldn't be fearful of going hungry. We should have faith that God is going to provide for us. We should have faith that I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Amen? Therefore, you shall serve your enemies, whom the Lord will send against you in hunger, in lack. That's what the rest of the verse said. So, we need to serve God. Why don't you just stand up for a minute so I can wake y'all up for a minute. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is Thanksgiving week. Let's make this Thanksgiving year. Let's ask God to forgive us for not having a heart filled with joy and gladness and gratitude. Amen? Let's all say, that's been my problem. Oh, I see what my problem is now. I haven't been grateful. I've been waiting for the blessings. But we've actually already been given the blessings. The fullness of all things. We just got to change our attitude, change our heart position. Say, Heavenly Father, I repent for not understanding how good you are, how masterful you are, how giving you are, how loving you are, how faithful you are. Forgive me, Lord. Cleanse me of all unrighteousness. Cleanse me of all my fears and all my worries. And I put my trust in you. I'll enter your gates with a password of praise so that I can be in your presence where everything I need is. I thank you for it now. I thank you for it now. Lord, I thank you that my shortages are over, that my lack is over, that I walk now in abundance by faith in, according to all things, because you're faithful. Who has promised? Hallelujah. All right. Won't you welcome the theater ministry or dance ministry, the arts.
Trying to seek your guidance. I'm waiting for you to send this man of God to me. This is really getting hard.
It's going to get harder.
I don't know. Maybe I should just try and find him on my own.
You should.
Maybe. Just maybe.
You should?
Maybe I'm not meant to be married.
You're not.
I'm getting tired.
name of Jesus, I come to you in prayer, and I thank you, and I pray for a home for me and my family. But Father Jesus, I've been praying, I've been fasting, I've been seeking your face, I've been serving in ministry, and I've even been, oh my goodness, Jesus, you know, it is my, you know.
Daddy, when are we ever gonna get our new house?
I don't know, daughter. I just don't know.
God, I come to you again. I come to the Father who gave his only begotten Son. I come to you, a mother who's been waiting for her little boy to come home.
Your people waiting.
A mother who's been waiting.
And waiting.
And waiting to hear her son's voice, Lord. It's been so long.
Long. It's going to be long.
But yet I know your word is true, God. I've been praying.
No.
And praying. Family and friends. I've been praying.
Stop. No.
Hello?
Mom. I'm sorry.
Stop.
But I can't do this anymore. And I just want to come home. Just tell me I can come home. I'm sorry for everything I've done, for not listening, for breaking down, for everything, destroying the home. I just want to come home, man. It's too hard out here. Thank you, Lord. I can come home?
No.
Thank you.
No.
Thank you. Thank you.
No.
No, you said in your word, and it is written, that you will supply all our needs according to riches in Christ Jesus. So Lord, I thank you for this new home. I thank you for this home will be a blessed home. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that this home will be welcome to our families and our friends. Come in.
Yeah. Urban, it's me, your realtor. It's Pat.
I'll be right there.
Hey, how are you?
Hi.
God bless you.
Hi.
Yeah, so I just want to reiterate what we talked about yesterday. I had, you know, we went through a walkthrough, and you really adored that, your dream home, the four bedrooms, the four bathrooms, the walk-in closets, et cetera. You know what? You really need this home. I believe God sent me here to bless you. Yes, because I understand. I'm just going to reiterate what you told me, the situation that's going on. You have, your children are crammed into one bedroom back there.
That's good.
And then you sacrifice yourself on that couch. Yeah. You don't even have a bedroom. So I'm here to help you. That's why I'm here. I'm going to help you out. And I talked to Mr. James, the owner of the home that you want to purchase. Mm-hmm. And I told him that you are a believer. Yes. So the price that he's asking for is $500,000. I know, that's how I was thinking too. I was feeling the same way. But then when I told him you're a believer, he kind of like dropped down the price. So I want a price that's comfortable for you. So how does $300,000 sound? Is that comfortable for you?
Perfect. $300,000 is perfect.
You sure?
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna call Mr. James right now. All right. Hello, Mr. James. Yeah, I'm with Mr. Irvin right now. Yeah, so it's $300,000. Is that comfortable for you? Oh. Okay. I let them know. All right. Bye-bye. Mr. Irvin?
Yes?
I hate being the bearer of bad news. But I love being the bearer of good news. Yes, so get your bags packing, because he said yeah!
Yes!
Father, Father, forgive me for ever doubting your word. God, you said in your word that I can have the desires of my heart.
You have no desires.
And God, you also said he that finds a wife finds a good thing.
You're not a good thing.
And I know I'm a good thing.
No.
So, Father, I just thank you. I thank you. I'm waiting on your timing. I know he's coming. I know he's coming. God, I want a big, strong, God-fearing, mighty man of honor.
Excuse me. Hi, I'm Robert. I am really nervous right now. I've been coming to this cafe for about 2 years, and I've seen you before. But something's different about today. Can I join you?
To stories, amen? Praise God. He's a promise keeper. With every head bowed and every eye closed, I want to speak to anyone who's here today, and perhaps you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life. You know, that's what God did, everything so that you could be saved and so that you could become a part of his family. And the way that happens, because Jesus is the only way to the Father, he sacrificed him and he gave himself for you. So if you're here today and you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, God is waiting for you. And salvation isn't something that we should put off, because truly, tomorrow is not promised. God promises us long life and satisfaction. But things do happen that we have no control over, that we know about. And so we want to make sure that we accept the Lord Jesus. If anybody's here today and you've never accepted the Lord as your personal Lord and Savior, I'm just going to pray a simple prayer. And if you want to get born again, if you just repeat this prayer after me, you will be saved. If you believe what you pray, if you believe it in your heart, and you believe what you're saying and confessing with your mouth, the Bible says that you will be saved. So please repeat this after me. Again, God has a good ending for your life. He has a good plan for your life, and he's waiting for you. Just say this. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe that I am a sinner. I also believe that Jesus is my Savior. I also believe that Jesus died on the cross for my sins. He also served my sentence in hell. Jesus took my punishment for my sins. I also believe that God raised him from the dead to live forever so that I could receive him today and live forever with him. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe in my heart as I confess with my mouth that you are the Lord of my life. I receive you now as my personal Lord and my personal Savior. I confess you, Jesus, as my Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my heart, coming into my life, saving me. Lord, take my life and do what you want with it. And I know that it will be good. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody pray that prayer for the very first time? Maybe you weren't born again. You never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Is that anybody here today? You can just raise your hand. I'll see your hand. Is that anybody? Anybody? Perhaps you're here and you were born again, but you prayed that prayer because you wanted to rededicate your life. Is that anybody today? You wanted to rededicate your life to the Lord? Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, everybody. You can look up and then, yes. Oh, somebody's over here? Oh, I'm sorry. Praise God. For rededication, you rededicated your life to the Lord. We're so happy. Yay. Praise God. So, Sister Yvette, she's standing right there. She will pray with you. She will give you information, and you can ask her any questions that you want to ask her. Amen? Praise God. Let's give her a hand for rededicating her life. Amen. Praise God. All right. Minister Kim is going to come up and lead us in worship with our tithes and offerings.
Amen. Good word, Pastor. Praise God. So we're going to prepare for our tithes and offering. If you are joining us online, we ask that you also get your offering and your tithes together as well. If you need an envelope, if you would raise your hand, the ushers would be loved to serve you. Amen. And so I just want to share some things with you. Pastor said some very mighty things in her message today, which go in line with tithes and offering. And we need to understand that when we hear the word, it's time for tithes and offering, we need to get excited. The reason why we need to get excited is because what Pastor shared and what God has already been saying is he's already blessed us in advance. But it takes our obedience to God in order for to see the manifestation of his blessings. Amen? So tithe and offering, it is a primary foundation as believers. And so we should be getting excited because of the fact it's a part of worship. Every one of us has an opportunity every Sunday, every time we get an opportunity to be a part of the worship service with our tithes and our offering. It's in our obedience and it's in our gratitude what God is going to do before he's already done it, that we will recognize that God's ultimately the one who's going to bless us. And everything we have belongs to God. And so I want to break down the tithe from the offering because there is a difference. And so the tithe is known as the first fruit. It is understood to be 10% of your increase or of your income. Amen? And in the Old and the New Testament, it talks about tithe and offering. And so out of the book of Leviticus, Leviticus 27, verse 30, it speaks of ownership. And it says, all the tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land or in the fruit of the tree, it's the Lord's. It is holy to the Lord. And the point here is that the tithe is not ours. It doesn't belong to us. It's holy unto the Lord. It already belongs to him. Now it's in our obedience that we say, God, we acknowledge that all that we have, you are the source of all our provision. So therefore, we want to give you first priority, first fruit. And so as a result of that, we give our tithe at 10%. Also in Malachi 3:10, it challenges us, but it also promises us. It says, bring all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out blessings such that you would not be able to receive it. See, God is challenging us to be obedient and to test him. And when we test God, he's going to honor us. He's going to bless us. We see that God already provided. When Pastor said that Jesus took the two fish and five loaves, and he lifted it up to God and he blessed it. That's what we're doing when we're obedient to God. We're lifting up our finance to God and looking for God to bless it. Amen? And then in the offering part of that, the tithes and the offering, offering is a gift that we give above the 10%. And why? Because in the offering, it shows, in 1 Corinthians, it tells us the manner of our giving. 2 Corinthians 9 and 7. So let each one of us give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. And so therefore our offering, it should be purposeful. It should be planned, and we should do it with joy and cheerfulness, not because of the fact that we're being told to give it, because we're strategically giving. We have something strategic we're believing God for. Amen? So that's why the offering is above the tithe, because we can tell our offering what we need it to do specifically, because again, the tithe already belongs to God. And then in Luke 6:38 is the principle of reciprocation. And it says, give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. So in sowing and reaping, if we sow a seed, we're going to reap a harvest. If we don't sow a seed, we won't reap a harvest. And the more seeds we plant in the ground, the bigger harvest we're going to receive. So it's really about our generosity. And in doing so, God is going to bless us according to our giving. So the combination of the tithe and the offering, it establishes financial stewardship for us as body of Christ. Amen? And so the tithe is obedient. And when we give offering, it's an expression of our worship and our sacrifice unto God. And it's in our obedience that we will be able to receive what God has told us he's going to receive. Give to us. Because God knows we need finances here on this earth. And God knows that in our obedience, he can bless it out of the ordinary. Out of the ordinary. You go to work and you might make minimum wage, but God can take that minimum wage and multiply it 100-fold because he knows you have a need. And so he's going to make sure that your needs are met in our obedience. Amen? So video, would you please share ways to give?
Here at Living Faith, we have made giving easy by using electronic options as much as possible. You can text to give by texting LFCCNJ to 77977. You can give once or set up as a recurring gift. Just enter in your details, confirm your gift, and you're done. You can give through our LFCCNJ Church app. This method will look similar to text to give. The iOS version of the app can be downloaded at the App Store, or you can get the Android version on Google Play. You can also give online at lfccnj.com/giving. If these options are not possible, you can obtain a pink envelope and deposit it as you leave. We thank you again for joining us today. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. And so let us stand to our feet and let us do it excited. What Pastor said, when we complain, we remain, but when we raise, we praise. So rise up and praise God that we're able to give and be a part of this worship service. Amen. And let's lift our hands up. Let's lift our tithe, our offering up to God, and let us pray. Father, we thank and praise you, Lord God. I'm sorry, we've got the confession. Let's do the confession. I'm so excited. Praise God. Let's read together. We decree that because we are tithers, we receive the promise of the scripture that protects those who tithe and give offering. As a household, we are committed to tithe and given to the Lord's work. Therefore, we claim tithers' rights. This means no devourer, destroyer, waster, plunger, or pillager can rob from us in Jesus' name. They cannot steal our blessing or fruitful harvest. They cannot steal from our homes, businesses, or from any of our loved ones. The destroyer can't strip away our heritage or harm our children. We stand in the Tizer's blessing, which promises that the Lord will rebuke the evil one on our behalf. We stand in the Tizer's blessing, that the Lord will open heaven's treasure and pour out blessings we do not have room enough to receive. We stand confident that the tithe is raising a standard against every demonic plot and attack. We have faith that as Jesus, our Lord and eternal high priest, stands in heaven receiving our tithe, we are under the covenant of his blessing. We prophesy that the promise of the tithe rests upon our families in Jesus' name, according to Malachi 3:11, Hebrews 7:8. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, Lord God. We are excited to know, Lord God, that we are a part, Lord God, of the covenant of your blessing, God. And so, Lord, we bring the tithe and the offering unto you, Lord God. We lift it up, Lord God, excited, Lord God, just in obedience, Lord God. We are thankful, God, that we have a seed to sow, God. And Father God, we thank you, Lite God, even like the widow with the little mite, Lord God. She sowed it, Lord God, out of obedience, and you blessed her above and beyond what she could ask or think. And so, Lord, you're doing the same thing to us, God. God, you know our needs, God. God, you see our seed, God. So, God, we ask that you bless this tithe, Lord God. We bless this offering, Lord God. Let it go into good ground, Lord God. Living Faith Christian Center is good ground, God. We sow this seed, Lord God. They will go into the ground and come back rich and ripe, Lord God. A harvest, Lord God, that we will be able to give again, again, and again in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. You may be seated. And I have a few hot topics that I want to share with you. Amen? Just two, actually. We just want to remind you that the business office will be closed on Thursday, November 26th, in observance of Thanksgiving holiday. In addition, there will be no corporate prayer on November 29th. That's this Saturday. Please enjoy your time with your family and friends. And I want you to say this after me. Say, I'm going to enjoy myself for Thanksgiving. Amen. So you've already spoken it out, put it out in the atmosphere. So devil, you're a liar. Amen. He's been released from any assignment. So go enjoy his time with your family. Amen. And then I want to remind you to join us each Wednesday at 7 p.m. for our regular scheduled midweek online services via YouTube. We look forward to connecting with you, and pastors been ministering some mighty word. So get on there and listen to be a part of what God is doing online as well as in the house of God. Amen. Amen.
First thing I want to do is we want to welcome any first-time attenders. Anybody here for the very first time? This is your first time at Living Faith. We would like to see your hands. Hi. Welcome to Living Faith. We're glad you joined us. We're so glad you joined us. And we do want to say that you're welcome back anytime. Anytime, we'd be glad to have you. Come on, let's give them another hand. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Also, I want to take this time if anyone here has been coming to Living Faith, you want to make Living Faith your church home. You're looking for a church family, and you say, this is it. God told you this is it. Anybody here? You want to join Living Faith? Make Living Faith your church home? You can just raise your hand. Anybody? No? Okay. All right. One last thing. Last Saturday, we ministered to 131 families, I think, for Thanksgiving dinner. Amen. And gave them the food and the preparations for Thanksgiving. But if you missed that, or if you know anyone who still needs Thanksgiving dinner, I know some pastors that impacting your church, impacting your world, Christian Center, they're called Impact Live now. They're at 2901 Chapel Avenue West in Cherry Hill, 2901 Chapel Avenue. They're having a Thanksgiving food drive this coming Tuesday. So if you missed last Saturday, and you still need a dinner for Thanksgiving, you can go there. So they asked me to announce that. Okay? So that's Living Impact Live, they're called now. Impact Live Church in Cherry Hill. All right. That is it, everybody. You can stand to your feet. Amen. Praise the Lord. I just want to say before we dismiss, to have a happy, healthy Thanksgiving. Amen. And just remember, I was going to ask everybody to three times in that day, just stop and just give the Lord some thanks. I know you're going to be doing that anyway, but you're going to do mostly eating and football. So let's take a break three times and just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And thank God that our worst days are over and our better days are in front of us. Amen? So we have to believe that. Amen? Believe it and receive it. All right? So, Heavenly Father, we just thank you and we praise you. We thank you, thank you, thank you. You are so good. And you want to be even more good to us. Heavenly Father, I pray that we would all allow our faith to increase, to trust you more and more and more, and that we enter into your gates with thanksgiving, praise, and gratitude. Father, we agree with your word so that we can serve you better. We agree with you. You called us blessed, so that means we are blessed, happy, fortunate, empowered to prosper, and to be envied. If you believe that, say, I'm blessed. Say, so are you. All right, love you.